This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we had stopped in lesson number 10. Ad-Darusul Ashiru. Ad-Darusul Ashiru, walhamdulillah. And we were introduced to many matters in lesson number 10. We were introduced, for example, to possessive pronouns. Qalamun, a pen. Qalami, my pen. This ya indicates possession. It is my pen. Qalamuhu, his pen, mashaAllah. Qalamun, a pen. Qalamuhu, his pen. Qalamuha, her pen. Sumayya's pen, her pen, mashaAllah. Qalamuka, your pen. Assalamu alayka, assalam to you. Qalamuka, your pen. Kitabuka, your book. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we were also introduced to the word li. Li indicates it is mine, it belongs to me, I have. Example, li akhun, I have a brother. Li ukhtun, I have a sister. We use the word inda when it's an item, an object. Example, car, book, pen. We wouldn't say li qalamun, but rather we would say indi qalamun. I own a pen. I have a pen. Indi sayaratun. I have a car. Indi baytun. I have a house. Walhamdulillah. We were also introduced to male names that end with a ta. Example, Usama. What does Usama mean? Usama means lion, mashaAllah. We know that Usama was that famous companion of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very, very beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Usama ibn Zayd, mashaAllah. And Usama was put in charge at a very young age to lead the army heading out to face the Roman Empire, subhanAllah. His father previously, Zayd, was in charge, and now later on in history, Usama is put in charge, and he's only what? He's under the age of 20, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And under him, under his authority, is Umar the giant, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We move on, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, lesson number 10. We had already read through the passage. We went through the dialogue between Muhammad and Hamid. For example, Hamid said, man anta, who are you? Ana talibun bil-jami'ati. Muhammad says, I'm a student at the university. A anta talibun jadidun, are you a new student? Na'am, ana talibun jadidun, yes, I'm a new student. Min ayna anta, min ayna anta, from where are you? Ana min al-hindi, where's you from? Min al-hindi, from India. Masmuka, ismi Muhammadu, ismi Muhammadun, my name is Muhammad. What's your name? My name is Muhammad. وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَىٰ أَلَّذِي مَعَكْ And who is this youngster who is with you? هُوَ زَمِيلِي He is my colleague. أَهُوَ أَيْضًا What does أَيْضًا mean? مَا مَعْنَا أَيْضًا أَيْضًا means also. أَهُوَ أَيْضًا مِنَ الْهِنْدِي Is he also from India? لَا هُوَ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ No, he is from Yaban. What's Yaban? Which country is Yaban? He is from Japan. مَسْمُهُ What's his name? Ismuhu Hamzatu. So Hamza is a male name that ends with a ta. And so it follows the rules of female names in that they are diptotes, that they are allergic to double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra. Ma lughatuka ya Muhammadu. What's your language, O Muhammad? Lughati al-urdiyatu. His language is Urdu. Ahiya lughatun sahlatun. أَهِيَ لُغَةٌ سَهْلَةٌ Is it an easy language? سَهْلَةٌ means easy. سَهْل easy. أَهِيَ Is it what? Is language. Is it an easy language? Is Urdu an easy language? نَعَمْ هِيَ لُغَةٌ سَهْلَةٌ Yes, it's an easy language. وَحَمْزَةُ مَا لُغَتُهُ And Hamza, what's his language? لُغَتُهُ لُغَتُهُ His language. لغته اليابانية وهي لغة صعبة His language is Japanese and it's a very difficult language. أين أبوك يا محمد? Where's your father, O Muhammad? Abi fil Kuwaiti. My father is in Kuwait. Abun is father, a father, and Abi, my father. Abi fil Kuwaiti. He's in Kuwait. Huwa tabibun shahirun. He's a famous doctor. Wa aina ummuka? And where's your mother? Ummun mother. Ummuka, your mother, speaking to a male. Ummuki, your mother, speaking to a female. Hiya aydan fil Kuwaiti ma'a abi. She's also in Kuwait with my father. Hiya mudarrisatun hunaka. She is a female teacher there. Adhahabta ila al-Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu? Have you been to Kuwait, O Muhammad? Adhahabta. Dhahaba is the verb. Adhahabta, the alif of questioning. Adhahabta, did you go? Did you go to where? Ila al-Kuwait. Ila is harf of jar. Ila al-Kuwaiti with a kasra. Why? Because of ila. Ila al-Kuwaiti ya Muhammadu. Na'am. Dhahabtu, yes, I went. Dhahabtu, I went. Jalastu, I sat. Katabtu, I wrote. Qara'tu, I read. Sallaytu, I made salah. Wazamiluka aina abuhu? And your colleague, where's his father? Abuhu fil Yabani. His father is in Japan. Abuhu fil Yabani. His father is in Japan. Huwa tajirun kabirun. He is a big businessman. Alaka akhun ya Muhammadu? Alaka akhun ya Muhammadu? Do you have a brother, O Muhammad? Alaka akhun ya Muhammadu? Do you have a brother, O Muhammad? Na'am li akhun wahidun. Na'am li akhun wahidun. Yes, I have one brother. Ismuhu Usama. His name is Usama. وَهُوَ مَعِي هُنَا. And he is here. مَعِي got two words in it technically. It's got مَعَ, which means with, and the ya, me, indicating with me. He is with me. هُنَا, over here. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ in Medina الْمُنَوَّرَةِ. Munawwara means the illuminated, the lit up, the shining, the bright city, the illuminated city. Wali ukhtun wahidatun, and I have one sister. Take note, when he said akhun, he described one brother with wahidun, masculine. But when he spoke about sister, he said wahidatun, because it's a female. Ismuha Zainabu, her name is Zainab. Wahiya fil Iraqi ma'a zawjiha, and she is in Iraq with her husband, her spouse. Zawjuha muhandisun, her spouse is an engineer. Muhandisun, engineer. A'indaka sayaratun ya akhi? Do you have a car, O my brother? La ma indi sayaratun. Ma indi sayaratun. I do not have a car. Indi darajatun. I have a bicycle. Hamza tu indahu sayaratun. Hamza, he has a car. MashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, we read through this in our previous majlis. This was just a little bit of revision, inshaAllah. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, tamareen, the exercises. We've gone through exercise number one. We've done 6 of them, inshaAllah. And then we had mentioned 7 to 22 was your homework. We hope that you've done that, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Number 7, alaka ukhtun. Alaka ukhtun. Do you have a sister? Let's say you do. So you would say, na'am, yes. Li ukhtun. Li ukhtun. I have a sister. Li ukhtun. Number 8, a'indaka sayaratun. Do you have a car? Let's say you do. Na'am. عندي سيارة. نعم عندي سيارة. Yes, I have a car. Number 9. عندك دراجة. Do you have a bicycle? Let's say you do. نعم عندي دراجة. عندي دراجة. عندي دراجة. I have a car. عندك قلم. عندك قلم. عندك قلم. Do you have a pen? Let's say you don't have a pen. So how would you answer? عندك قلم؟ لا. No. comma. ما عندي قلم. ما عندي قلم. ما عندي قلم. I do not have a pen. ما عندي قلم. ما عندي قلم. I do not have a pen. أعندك دفتر؟ أعندك دفتر؟ Do you have a notebook? أعندك دفتر؟ أعندك دفتر؟ Do you have a notebook? Do you have a notebook? Let's say you don't. لا ما عندي دفتر. لا ما عندي دفتر. لا ما عندي دفتر. No, I do not have a notebook. أأبوك تاجر؟ أأبوك تاجر؟ أأبوك تاجر؟ Is your father a businessman? أأبوك تاجر؟ Is your father a businessman? Let's say he is. نعم أبي تاجر. نعم أبي تاجر. Yes, my father is a businessman. نعم أبي تاجر. Number 13. من أين محمد؟ Let's say he is from Durban. محمد من دربن. محمد من دربن. Let's say he is from Johannesburg. محمد من جوهانسبرغ. جميل. Number 14. ما لغته؟ ما لغته؟ What's his language? لغته الإنجليزية. لغته العربية. لغته زولو. لغته الأردية. Whatever it might be. Whatever his language might be. Number 15. أين أبوه? Where's his father? Your father? My father? What does it mean? أين أبوه? أين أبوه? Where is his father? أبوه في البيت. His father is in the house. أبوه في السوق. His father is in the marketplace. أبوه في دربن. His father is in Durban. أبوه في مكة. أبوه في الكويت. Is in Kuwait. Number 16. أين أمه? أمه في المطبخ. His mother is in the kitchen. أمه في العراق. His mother is in Iraq. أمه في الكويت. His mother is in Kuwait. Whatever answer you want to put. Number 17. من أين حمزة? من أين حمزة? In the passage, where was Hamza from? Hamza was from? Hamza was from where? Hamza, where was Hamza from? من أين حمزة? Hamza, Hamza, Hamza. Hamza was from Japan, mashallah. من أين حمزة? هو من الياباني. هو من الياباني. هو من الياباني. He is from Japan. ما لغته? What's his language? لغته اليابانية. لغته اليابانية. لغته اليابانية. His language is Japanese, mashallah. لغته يابانية, mashallah. Number 19. أين أبوه? أين أبوه? Where's his father? أين أبوه? أبوه? أبوه في الكويت. أبوه في الكويت. His father is in Kuwait. أبوه في الكويت. The next one. أين زينب? أين زينب? Where is زينب? أين زينب? زينب في المدينة المنورة. زينب في المدينة المنورة. زينب في المدينة المنورة. You can mention her name زينب في المدينة المنورة, or you could say هي في المدينة المنورة. هي في المدينة المنورة. She is in مدينة المنورة. أين زوجها؟ زوجها في العراق. زوجها في العراق. Her husband, where's her husband? Her husband is in Iraq. أزوجها مدرس؟ Is her husband a teacher? أزوجها مدرس. أزوجها مدرس. لا. No. زوجها مهندس. زوجها مهندس. Her husband is an engineer. Her husband's an engineer. ما شاء الله. So that was exercise number one, brothers and sisters. Tamreen raqam wahid, tamreen number one. Al-an tamreen raqam ithnain. Now exercise number two. ضَعْفِ الْفَرَاغْ فِي مَا يَلِي. Fill in the blanks. بِالضَّمِيرِ هَا هُو أو هَا. جيد. You need to fill in the blanks with either who, if it's masculine, or ha, if it's feminine. Simple as that. Example, I'm talking about brother Muhammad and Muhammad this, Muhammad that. Then I talk about his pen. So what would I say? I would say قَلَمُهُ, his pen, or would I say قَلَمُهَا, her pen? Which one? Obviously, we would say قَلَمُهُ. Exactly. So that's our current exercise, inshallah. هَذِهِ الْبِنْتُ طَالِبَةٌ. هَذِهِ الْبِنْتُ طَالِبَةٌ. This girl, this daughter is a student. إِسْمُهُ أو إِسْمُهَا. إِسْمُهَا زَيْنَبُ. إِسْمُهَا زَيْنَبُ. جيد. إِسْمُهَا زَيْنَبُ. Her name is Zainab. Number two. مُحَمَّدٌ طَبِيبٌ. Muhammad is a doctor. وَابْنُهُ مُهَنْدِسٌ. وَابْنُهُ مُهَنْدِسٌ. And his son is an engineer. وَابْنُهُ and his son. Number three. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تَاجِرٌ كَبِيرٌ. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تَاجِرٌ كَبِيرٌ. This man is a big businessman. إِسْمُهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. إِسْمُهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. His name is Abdullah. آمِنَةُ فِي الْغُرْفَةِ. آمِنَةُ فِي الْغُرْفَةِ. آمِنَة is in the room. وَأُمُّهَا فِي الْمَطْبَخِ. Talking about a female. وَأُمُّهَا فِي الْمَطْبَخِ. And her mother is in the kitchen. آمِنَةُ فِي الْغُرْفَةِ وَأُمُّهَا فِي الْمَطْبَخِ. And her mother is in the kitchen. مطبخ. What's a مطبخ? مطبخ, kitchen. عَائِشَةُ طَبِيبَةٌ. عَائِشَةُ طَبِيبَةٌ. Important, brothers and sisters. The name is عَائِشَة. It's not عَائِشَة. It's not عَائِشَة. But rather it is عَائِشَة. عَائِشَة. عَائِشَةُ طَبِيبَةٌ. عَائِشَة is a doctor. وَأُخْتُهَا. وَأُخْتُهَا مُمَرِّضَةٌ. And her sister is a مُمَرِّضَةٌ. What's a مُمَرِّضَةٌ? Nurse. وَأُخْتُهَا مُمَرِّضَةٌ. وَأُخْتُهَا مُمَرِّضَةٌ. And her sister is a nurse. آمِنَةُ فِي الْغُرْفَةِ. وَأُخْتُهَا مُمَرِّضَةٌ. And her sister is a nurse. خرج محمد من الفصل. خرج محمد من الفصل. خرج محمد من الفصل. Muhammad exited from the classroom. Muhammad exited from the classroom. وخرج معه and he left. وخرج معه and he left and left with him rather. And خرج معه and exited with him زميله. زميله. And exited with him his friend. خرج محمد من الفصل. Muhammad exited from the classroom. وخرج معه زميله. And exited with him his friend. One more time. خرج محمد من الفصل. Muhammad exited from the classroom. وخرج معه زميله. And left with him his colleague, mashallah. Exercise number three, والحمد لله. هات خمسة أسئلة وأجوبة كالمثال الآتي. They give you an example and they say, make up five sentences similar to the ones given. Example. أعندك قلم. Do you have a pen? Make more sentences. أعندك سيارة. أعندك قلم. أعندك كتاب. Do you have a book? Do you have a pen? عندك سيارة. Do you have a car? عندك بيت. Do you have a house? عندك فصل. Do you have a classroom? جيد. And then he answers, نعم عندي قلم. نعم, yes, I have a pen. نعم عندي قلم. نعم عندي بيت. نعم عندي سيارة. نعم عندي كتاب. نعم عندي فصل. Yes, I have a classroom. ما شاء الله. Remember, عند Inda is used with matters that can be separated from you. Pen, all of these things, books, etc. Whereas family relations cannot be separated. You are my brother, well, you know what? I'm saying you are no longer my brother. No, you can't do that. So, li is used for relations and body limbs. Whereas inda is used for anything that can be separated from you. Give and provide five sentences as found in the example. A'indaka qalamun, do you have a pen? La ma indi qalamun. No, I do not have a pen. La ma indi qalamun. Ma indi qalamun. I do not have a pen. So another sentence would be a'indaka kitabun. La ma indi kitabun. A'indaka kitabun. La ma indi kitabun. A'indaka baytun. La ma indi baytun. A'indaka sayaratun. Do you have a car? La, no, ma indi sayaratun, I do not have a car. A'indaka jawalun, do you have a phone? La, ma indi jawalun, ma indi jawalun, I do not have a mobile phone. MashaAllah. Jamil, ya mashaykh. The next matter, they give us a picture of a house. And you find there, a house is baytun, baytun, a house. But if we add the ya, it becomes bayti, my house. My house. Example, rabbun. Then rabbi, my rabb. My rabb. Dinun, deen, religion. Dini, my deen, my religion. Qalamun, a pen. Qalami, my pen. Then we have the baytuka. Baytuka, your house. So, bayti, my house. Baytuka, your house. Baytuhu, his house. Baytuhu, his house. And baytuha, baytuha, her house. Baytuha, mashallah. Baytuha means her house. And so, in number five, exercise number five, that's exactly what they want you to do. They gave you the word qalamun. And then we say, hadha qalami. This is my pen. هذا قلمك, this is your pen. هذا قلمه, this is his pen. هذا قلمها, this is her pen. The similar with regards to the word كتابٌ. كتابٌ, a book. هذا كتابي, this is my book. هذا كتابك. هذا كتابه. هذا كتابها, this is your book, his book, and her book. MashaAllah. سريرٌ, a bed. هذا سريري, this is my bed. هذا سريرك, this is your bed. هذا سريره, this is his bed. هذا سريرها, this is her bed. اسم, name. هذا اسمي, this is my name. هذا اسمك, this is your name. هذا اسمه, this is his name. هذا اسمها, this is her name. Mindilun. What's a mindilun? The brother, he's ill, so he's using the mindil. Mindil is a handkerchief or tissue. So it says, mindilun. Hada mindili. This is my tissue or my handkerchief. Hada mindiluka. Hada mindiluhu. Hada mindiluha. Next one. Ibnun. Son. Hada ibni. This is my son. Hada ibnuka. Your son. Hada ibnuhu. This is his son. Hada ibnuha. This is her son. Sayaratun. What's a sayaratun? Sayaratun is a car. So, would we say hada sayaratun, or would we say hadihi? MashaAllah, you guys are awake. Hadihi sayarati. Because it's feminine, we cannot say hada. We say hadihi sayarati. هذه سيارتك هذه سيارته هذه سيارتها مفتاح هذا مفتاحي هذا مفتاحك هذا مفتاحه هذا مفتاحها This is my key, this is your key, this is his key, and this is her key. The last one, يدن. يدن is a hand, and we have two hands, so technically we'll regard it as feminine. So we would say, هذه يدي, هَذِهِ يَدِي هَذِهِ يَدِي And then, هَذِهِ يَدُكَ This is your hand. This is your hand. هَذِهِ يَدُكَ Then, هَذِهِ يَدُهُ This is his hand. هَذِهِ يَدُهُ This is his hand. And then lastly, هَذِهِ يَدُهَا هَذِهِ يَدُهَا This is her hand. هَذِهِ يَدُهَا إِكْسَلَ And so exercise number 6, إِقْرَأ They say to us, إِقْرَأ مَا مَعَنَا إِقْرَأ What does إِقْرَأ mean? إِقْرَأ means to read. Question, how often do you read, brothers and sisters? When last did you purchase a book? When last did you borrow a book? When last did you read a book? We're not talking about the newspaper or magazines or WhatsApp, etc. No, rather, when last have you sat down with a book and read a proper book? SubhanAllah. إِقْرَأ لي, what does لي mean? لي means I have. لك, you have. لك, you have. له, he has. Belongs to him. لها, she has or belongs to her. Belongs to her. We said that لي, the lam, it's used for like, you know, relations and body parts, that which you cannot separate from yourself. Let's read. Number one. لي أخت واحدة لي أخت واحدة I have one sister. لي belongs to me or I have أخت sister واحدة is a describing word describing the sister. One sister. Not tall sister, not short sister, but one sister. Number two. ألك أخ Do you have a brother? ألك أخ Do you have a brother? لا ما لي أخ ما لي أخن Do you have a brother? لا ما لي أخن Do you have a brother? No, I do not have a brother. ألك أخن Do you have a أخن a brother? لا No ما negation ما لي أخن I don't have a brother. Number three. أختي My sister لها طفل صغير لها belongs to her. She has a طفلٌ صغيرٌ. She has a small kid. She has a small child. أختي لها طفلٌ صغيرٌ. My sister has a small child. زميلي له أخٌ وأختٌ. زميلي my colleague له he has أخٌ وأختٌ. He has a brother and a sister. My colleague, he has a brother and a sister. My colleague, he has a brother and a sister. And they tell us in brackets there, نقول عندي كتاب. We say, عندي كتاب. We say, I have a book. ونقول لي أخن. But when it comes to a brother, we say, لي أخن. We don't say, عندي أخن. We say, لي أخن. لا نقول عندي أخن. We do not say, عندي أخن. But rather, specifically, we use the word, لي. Excellent. Then exercise number 7, the word ma'a. Ma'a means with. It is unrestricted. Unrestricted. Ma'a is unrestricted. They could be together wherever. Kharaja Hamidun ma'a Khalidin. Kharaja Hamidun. Hamid left. Ma'a Khalidin with Khalid. With Khalid. So, Hamid left with Khalid. Jamil. And see, Khalidin. Why? Because it came after Ma'a. Jamil. ذهب الطبيب مع المهندس. ذهب الطبيب مع المهندس. The doctor he went with? He went with the engineer. ذهب الطبيب went the doctor مع المهندس. With the مهندس. What's a مهندس? Engineer. The doctor went with the engineer. Number 3, جلس المدرس مع المدير. جلس, he sat. Who sat? المدرس. The teacher sat where? مع المدير. With the principal. The teacher sat with the principal. من معك يا علي? من معك يا علي? من معك يا علي? Who is with you, O Ali? Who is with you, O Ali? من معك يا علي? Who is with you, O Ali? Who is with you, O Ali? معي زميلي. معي زميلي. With me is my colleague. Man ma'aka ya Ali, who is with you, O Ali? Ma'i zamili. Who is with you, O Ali? Ma'i zamili. Man ma'aka ya Ali, ma'i zamili. Who is with you, O Ali? Ma'i zamili. With me is my colleague. One more time. Man ma'aka ya Ali, man ma'aka ya Ali, who is with you, O Ali? Ma'i zamili. With me is my colleague. Aminatu ma'aha zawjuha. Aminatu ma'aha zawjuha. With Amina is her zawj. With Amina is her zawj. Her zawj, zawj meaning? With Amina is her husband. Ma'aminatu ma'aha zawjuha. Amina with her is her husband. Number 6. Kharaja abi min albayti. Kharaja abi min albayti. My father left from the house. Man kharaja ma'ahu. Who left with him? Man kharaja. Kharaja, exit, to leave. Man kharaja ma'ahu. Who left with him? Kharaja ma'ahu ammi. My uncle left with him. And am is your father's brother. You find many a times the Egyptians. Ya ammi. Ya ammi. My uncle. Jayid. Oh, my uncle. So am, father's brother. Kharaja ma'ahu ammi. Left with him my father's brother. My father's brother went with him. Jamil. So brothers and sisters, exercise number 7 was dealing with the word ma'a, which means with. Then they give us exercise number 8. Very simple one. Alhamdulillah, all you need to do is just read through it. Baytun, a house. Baytuka, what does baytuka mean? Your house. Baytuhu, his house. Baytuha, her house. Bayti, my house. Abun, what does abun mean? Abun means father. Abuka, abuka, your father. Abuka, your father. Abuhu, his father. Abuha, her father. Abi, my father. Akhun, a brother. Akhuka, your brother. Akhuhu, his brother. Akhuha, her brother. And akhi, my brother. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, jameel. Then they give us abi wa ummi fil bayti. Abi, my father. Wa ummi, my mother. Fil bayti, in the house. My father and my mother in the house. Aina abuka ya Hamidu? Aina abuka ya Hamidu? What does that mean, brothers and sisters? Aina abuka? Aina, what does aina mean? Where? Aina abuka? Where's what? Aina abuka? Where's your father? Aina abuka? Oh, aina abuka ya Hamidu? Where's your father, O Hamid? Dhahaba ila suqi. Dhahaba ila suqi. He went to the marketplace. He went to the suq. Dhahaba ila suqi. Number 3. A'akhuka tabibun? You met somebody in the haram and you got talking to them and this and that. And then he asks you, A'akhuka tabibun? A'akhuka tabibun? Is your brother a doctor? Is your brother a doctor? La huwa mudarrisun. La huwa mudarrisun. No, he is a teacher. La huwa mudarrisun. Number 4. Zainabu fi riyadi. Zainabu fi riyadi. Zainab is in Riyadh. Akhuha fi ta'ifi. Akhuha. What's akhuha? Her brother. Akhuha fi ta'ifi. Her brother is in Ta'if. Wa abuha fi al-madinati al-munawwarati. And her father. Wa abuha fi al-madinati al-munawwarati. And her father is in Medina al-Munawwara. MashaAllah. May Allah take us to Medina al-Munawwara many, many, many times. Number 5. هذا الطالب أبوه وزير. هذا الطالب أبوه وزير. هذا الطالب أبوه وزير. The student, his father is a minister. Wazir is a minister. وأخوه, and his brother, تاجر كبير. And his brother is a big businessman. His brother is a big businessman. So his father is a wazirun, or rather his abuhu, his father is a minister. And his brother is a big businessman, mashaAllah. Number six. ذهب أخي إلى المدرسة. My brother went to school. Madrasa technically means school. ذهب أخي إلى المدرسة. My brother went to school. وذهب أبي إلى الجامعة. وذهب أبي إلى الجامعة. And my father went to university. وذهب أبي إلى الجامعة. جامعة, university. Exercise number 9. Muhammadun names. Muhammadun. Then we got Khalidun. Then we got Hamidun. Then we got Abbasun. Then we got Mahmudun. MashaAllah. All of them are normal names and they all take tanween, meaning double fatha, double kasra, or double dhamma. Whereas below that, we have male names which end with a ta. Which end with a ta, like female names. And so these male names do not take tanween. They do not take double fatha, double kasra, and double dhamma. Example, Hamzatu. See, above we said Muhammadun. But for Hamza, we do not say Hamzatun. We say Hamzatu, Talhatu, Usamatu, Muawiyatu, Ikrimatu. MashaAllah. Jayid. Let's discuss some of these names. Khalid. Khalid was Saifullah. Famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ajib thing is that Khalid ibn Walid, he died on his deathbed. He didn't die on the battlefield. And he says, I died today just like an animal dies, subhanallah. There's no space on my body except that I have wounds, but this martyrdom was not written for me. But we say, subhanallah, you know, if somebody intends something and he wants something sincerely, Allah will grant it to him. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever asks Allah for martyrdom with ikhlas, Allah will grant it to him, even though he dies on his deathbed. So that was Khalid ibn Walid, and he had passed away in the month of Ramadan. Hamidun, we discussed that name previously. Abbasun, Abbas was the famous uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mahmudun, Hamzatu was an uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamza, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hamza, they were both breastfed by the same woman. They were both breastfed by the same woman. And that's why when somebody offered and they said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, why don't you get married to Hamza's daughter? She's your cousin. Why don't you get married to her? He says, no, myself and Hamza, we are also brothers due to suckling. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one of the famous 10 companions who were granted the glad tidings of paradise, Talha. Then we have Usama. We discussed Usama ibn Zayd, companion of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muawiyah, also famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, and he is also the founder of the Umayyad dynasty. So after Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stepped down in the year 40 or 41 AH, Am al-Jama'ah. After that, Muawiyah took over as the caliph of the Muslims, and that was the beginning of the Umayyad dynasty. Ikrimah, also this was the son of Abu Jahl. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Father was a criminal, but Ikrimah, mashallah, embraced Islam. Walhamdulillah. Iqra al-asma al-atiya. Read the following names. Khalidun, Hamzatu, Ammarun, Anasun, Muawiyatu, Hamidun, Usamatu, Ikrimatu, Abbasun, Muhammadun, and Talhatu, Jamil. Al-Kalimatu al-Jadidatu, new words. Al-Zamilu, the colleague. Az-Zawju, the spouse. Wahidun, one. Fatan, Fata, young lad. Ma'a, with. Al-Tiflu, the child. Al-Kuwaitu, Kuwait. And Al-Lughatu, the language. Al-Lughatu, the language. Al-Lughatu, the language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Alhamdulillah, with that we have now concluded, we finished off lesson number 10 of our syllabus, Alhamdulillah. And in reality, that's almost halfway through the book, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will go through lesson number 11, which is a revision lesson, inshaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off, a maxim from the Noble Quran, inshaAllah. A maxim. So we've been going through one maxim in every majlis. A few words from the Noble Quran, which in reality one can write volumes about. They are short foundational rules, walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, we covered, Inna akramakum عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily, the most noble from amongst you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who have the highest levels of taqwa. It's not the color of your skin, the language you speak, the passport that you carry, the amount you have in your bank balance which dictates your value with Allah, but rather your heart, rather the matter of your taqwa, mashaAllah. Maxim number 13, inshaAllah. أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. Your parents and your children, لا تدرون أيهم. You do not know which of them أقرب لكم نفعا, is closer to you in benefit. Your parents, your children, you don't know who's closer to you, who's better for you in terms of benefit. This is Surah An-Nisa, verse number 11. And this was mentioned in the middle of the verses of inheritance. If, for example, the matter of inheritance was left up to myself and yourself, how much I want to give to this person and that person, maybe sometimes we would give more to our parents, less to our children. Maybe this child, we give more to this child. Maybe to the other child, we give less. Maybe we say, you know what, this son of mine here, he's got enough, and so I'm not giving him any inheritance. My father and my mother, they are old now, so they don't need any inheritance. They are living with my brother. He's looking after them. Subhanallah, if this matter was left up to the mind of insan, every person would use their whims and their fancies and they would decide their own way. And Allahu musta'an, we might have a lot of corruption. We might have a lot of people who are denied. We might have many incidents of people that they supposed to get some inheritance, but they are done down because, we had an argument, because I don't like you, because you got married to this girl, I was not happy with you getting married to her, etc., etc. Allahu musta'an. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set out the matter of inheritance in the Noble Quran. It's not left up to the Mawlana, the Sheikh, the Imam. It's not left up to us. Rather, Allah stipulated specifically in the Noble Quran. So when so dies, the son will get this amount, the daughter will get this amount, the parents will get this amount, the brothers will get this amount, who will get, who will not get, how much they will get, what share they will get, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set out this matter clearly. Why? Because it's to do with money. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And money, you love money, a great love for wealth. And we will fight and we will kill one another. And we will go to the high court and we'll have court cases which last years on end. Because for our love for money, Allahu musta'an. Whereas when it came to salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, Aqimis salah, establish the prayer. Allah doesn't talk about the number of rak'ahs and doesn't talk about the surah Fatiha in the salah and this and that, etc. No details, no super details about it. But with regards to inheritance, we find super details. Why? Because Allah knows this creation that He's created. Allah knows how much we love wealth and how much we will fight over it. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, so the verse again, that your parents, your children, you don't know who's closer to you in benefit. And had it been up to us to decide who to give, we would be using our minds and we would be causing a lot of chaos. Also, this verse indicates to us that, you know, maybe for example, something I might dislike it, I might not be too happy about it, but it's better for me. Maybe somebody, Allah has given him no sons. He only has daughters, four daughters, and then the fifth daughter, and then the sixth daughter. You know, he wanted a son, no doubt, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him daughters. Maybe this is better for him. Maybe he would have had a son who would have brought him nightmares. Sometimes you find that the man he's got and this woman, they've got four sons and one daughter. In old age, who is the one who looks after them? the daughter, subhanAllah. We find that who's the one who keeps in contact with the parents? Who's the one who phones, finds out how they're doing, etc., etc.? Many a times those sons are all busy in their dunya, and they forget about those parents. And so we don't know, that's the bottom line. Sons, daughters, parents, we don't know who is more beneficial for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows best with regards to all of these matters. And thus he has dictated the shares of inheritance and who gets and how they get, etc. And you can find all of those details in Surah An-Nisa, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, on that note, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we end this majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which humbles us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين حياكم الله your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته